And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 7th of July, 2025. July 7th is a day to celebrate the animal who is thought of as living jewels. It's National Koi Day. Koi is the common name used for the Japanese Nishikigoi. The first Nishikigoi were produced by farmers breeding carp as a food source who could survive severe winter weather conditions. These efforts resulted in producing vibrantly colored carp with an admirable figure who stood out from the rest with their rare beauty. As their popularity grew, many started to appreciate Nishikigoi as fine works of art. Koi is a homophone for another word that means affection or love in Japanese, and koi are symbols of love and friendship in Japan. By the Heian period, 794 to 1185, koi fish were already popular and kept by nobles in Japan. The nobles enjoyed feeding their koi. Koi were said to calmly come up to the surface when their food was sprinkled on the water, never scrambling in greed. Observing the modest behavior of the fish helped people nurture peace in their hearts. Today, people all over the world are attracted by koi's peaceful and friendly characteristics. The therapeutic effects of observing and interacting with fish is widely cherished. Watching them swim is melodic and relaxing. Nishikigoi comes from the Japanese word nishiki, which means beautiful or elegant things. Nishikigoi is also commonly likened to the Japanese kimono, known for its vivid yet delicate colors and striking beauty. Koi can be black, red, orange, yellow, blue, brown, cream, as well as metallic shades like gold and platinum. The largest koi fish ever recorded was a whopping 4 feet long and 91 pounds. The oldest koi fish ever recorded was a koi named Hanako, who was born in 1791 and died in 1977, making her 226 years old. Koi can be trained to eat from people's hands and even to ring a bell for a treat. Originally created to be a consistent food source in Japan, koi became valued by many for the beauty and shine they add to people's lives. July 7th is also World Chocolate Day. Chocolate comes from the seed of the Theobroma cacao tree. Cacao grows in Mexico, Central America, and Northern South America, where it has been cultivated for at least three millennia. However, Africa holds 70% of the growing cacao trees in the world today. The earliest known observation of using cacao seeds is from around 1100 BC. The tree seeds have a very bitter taste and must be fermented to develop the flavor. In order to craft chocolate, seeds from the cacao tree are covered with banana leaves and left to ferment, at which point they are called cocoa beans. Once the cocoa beans have arrived at their processing plant, they are roasted slowly at a low temperature. Ultimately, the beans are processed into two components, cocoa butter and cocoa solids. A lot of research into this edible treasure has found that it is a powerful source of antioxidants, plus it helps to improve blood flow, lower blood pressure, and reduce the risk of heart disease. It also increases serotonin and dopamine levels, which helps to boost mood. The Vegan Report podcast, hosted by Ryan Laddie, published their first episode on this day in 2023. The Vegan Report is an independent podcast bringing together voices from all fronts of the animal liberation fight. Freely explore the world of animal advocacy and activism. Find inspiration to take action. Challenge your beliefs. New release every Tuesday. Intriguing episode titles include Why Does God Allow Animal Exploitation? With Rabbi Akiva Gersh. Thank You, Trump? With Liam Gray. Preventing Vegan Burnout with Bhante Sati. Abortion and Animal Rights with Michael C. Dorf. The Buddha for Veganism with Bob Isaacson and Arjani Puig. And This Is How We Win with Jerob Gleckel. And here are two haikus about koi for today. A sudden shower drumming down upon the heads of the carp. And A sunset sachet, coy flaunts her yellow chiffon, crickets serenade. Two haikus for koi. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the wish that all animals would be cherished.